What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Dermot and Dave, it's Today FM. It's this time, lads.
Dave's world, Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Fred Cook, brilliant comedian, is kicking off this week's Bad Jokes. He sent me one. Thanks, Fred. He says, I see there's a new movie out about a lad who delivers couches. I haven't seen it yet, but the trailer looks fantastic.
Trailer.
Come on, Dave. Fred Cook!
It's a reworking of a previous trailer joke.
Yeah, but it's better. Stephen says, I thought I won the argument with my wife as to how to arrange the dining room furniture. When I got home, the tables were turned.
Two furniture jokes in a row.
Wow. Now you're going to get two Africa jokes in a row. Patter says, my wife says she's leaving me because of my obsession with Africa. Can you believe it? It's also Sudan. Gonna be a messy divorce.
Gonna be a messy divorce.
Murphogram says, my pet African elephant just dropped dead in the hallway. I can't get over it.
For elephant.
Ali says, my wife always yells at me for not knowing how to properly season my food. I don't mind. Just take her criticism with a pinch of sugar. Speaking of wives, number one Frogstar says, turn your ordinary sofa into a sofa bed by simply forgetting your wife's birthday. Jimbo says, I was in the bookies earlier and some man whispered to me, here, do you want the winner of the next race? I said, oh, no, thanks, mate. I've only got a small garden.
Oh. It's going to take the horse home.
Yeah,
and get
put it in the garden. Yeah.
Thomas says, I know a Cockney butcher who can get you anything you want. The guy in front of me ordered panda mints.
Explain.
What? Cockney butcher, panda mints.
Panda mints.
Oh, I guess panda mints. Tony says,
no.
The bluebird says, I got my name because I have blue feathers. The blackbird says, I got my name because I have black feathers. The peacock says, I'm not playing this game. It took a second. It took a second. But they like it.
I like it.
Poddy says, my wife recently told me there's nothing like making sweet, sweet love while on holiday. It's the worst postcard I ever got. A lot of wife jokes, and I didn't realize there were so many until I'm reading them out. Stephen says, my wife says I only have two faults. I don't listen carefully and something else. Laurie says, at work, my colleagues have given me the nickname Mr. Compromise. Wasn't my first choice, but I'm okay with it. Thomas says, my wife's been threatening to leave me because of my obsession with optical illusions. I said, wait, this isn't what it looks like. This is going to be the best / worst joke of the whole day. God reappears to Noah and he says, I want a new ark, 20 levels filled with only one type of fish, a multi-story carp ark.
Carp ark.
Maria's not having any of it.
No, I don't like that.
Kira says, I need your advice, people. I've been offered 8 legs of venison for €40. Is that too dear? Come on.
I kind of like that.
Stephen says, I wasn't going to visit my family this Christmas, but my man promised to make me eggs Benedict. So I'm going home for the holidays.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I
like
that.
I won the gold medal at the weather forecasting event yesterday. I was so thrilled. I actually beat the reigning champion. And finally, Tony says, I've forgotten all the lyrics to Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go and Last Christmas. I think I must have whamnesia. Dermot and Dave.